Hello, everyone. It is now the 6th of August, 2021. This is Joe Roach with the audio of The Brutal Truth. All right, I'm going to hit on a few things. Governor Doug Ducey has lost his frickin' mind. He's going after the school districts that are going to make a mask mandate, saying that it's illegal. I mean, we had 3,000, if I'm not mistaken, over 3,000 people that had COVID, and 40-some-odd people had died yesterday. Now, let's get one thing straight. He's not said a goddamn thing about this. He has not said a fucking thing about the COVID-19 Delta variant. He's so worried about his image. You know, I mean, he's gotten to the point where he's talking about the schools that are, you know, so doing so great and all that shit, the money he's going to give them and all that shit, and the schools in Arizona at number 49 out of 50. There's still $1.1 billion that the court told him he's got to give back to the schools that he refuses to give back to the schools because he doesn't have it because he fucked around with the money and put it somewhere else. He took the $300 away from the people a week for unemployment, and now I'm finding out from friends that are on the pandemic unemployment that are self-employed, all of a sudden their money stopped, saying they're disqualified. And they have money sitting on the account, they're disqualified. Yeah, they're disqualified. And no one can tell them why. They have got no notices, no emails, no nothing. They're disqualified. I told them, go online and do your weekly again. And see if it tells you you're going to be paid. If not, call them Monday and say, what's this bullshit? I'm disqualified. Jam their lines. So in other words, Doug Ducey is fucking around with the people of Arizona. That's all he's doing. He wanted to use the pandemic money for unemployment to pay the employer's portion of their unemployment that they pay to the state. And it's the federal government says, sorry, you can't do that shit. You cannot do that shit. It cannot be done. It cannot be done. So the bottom line is, he thinks he's going to do it. It's not going to happen. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous that he thinks he's going to do this shit. You know, I mean, and then you got the rental prices that are still going up in Tucson. There is no fucking way a one-bedroom apartment in Tucson is worth $800. I don't care if you're in Midtown, East Side, the West Side, in the ghetto side of West Side, meaning Romero, Prince, places like that, 85719, you know, the ghetto parts, $800? And in the foothills, I mean, $1,400 for a one-bedroom condo? Let's get real on this shit. Let's get totally real on this shit. This is greedy motherfuckers renting these apartments and renting these properties. Greedy motherfuckers, that's all they are. Greedy. Because the bottom line, they're greedy. They're greedy fuckers. They are greedy fuckers. That's all they are. It's HSL Properties, MEB, Tucson Realty, a bunch of these out-of-state property management companies that came in and snatched up these properties, think this is California and New York and Miami, where they can raise the prices. Tucson was known for this cost of living. This is not cost of living, $800 for a one-bedroom apartment. Bullshit. Plus $60 for water and trash, and it fluctuates each month. It's bullshit. It's total bullshit. And the housing prices, they're even worse. I posted on my Facebook page of a house on 29th off of Kolb, in back of Dietz Elementary. They wanted $299 for it. And I posted the pictures. It is gutted. The studs, everything. I mean, and then when I got in there and I looked at it, I kid you not, my contractor went in there. There's two support beams that are termite ridden. It's galvanized pipes. The electrical system has to be replaced. The breaker boxes circa 1967 when the house was built. I mean, the house can look good. The house would look good if I can get my hands on it. We put the offer in. We're waiting for the guy to come back to us and say if it's okay. We only offered him $75,000 for it. It's going to cost $125,000 to renovate it. Okay? I'm not going to make any money if I sell it. So the chances are I'll most probably live in it. Have triple pane windows, unbreakable windows, put a new air conditioning system in, put solar on top of the house, take the chain link fence off the house, put a brick wall up, put a steel wall up that rolls for to go into the backyard. There's a lot that can be done. It could be made into a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with an open kitchen area and dining area. You know, but thing is, he's got to come back with a counter offer. I'm not going to pay $299 for that house. Even if I buy it and renovate it, I'm not going to renovate it at $125,000 and still have $325,000, roughly. You know what I'm saying? In fact, $300,000 for a house that it's a piece of shit. Being honest with you, it's a piece of shit. So, and another thing, I mean, anyone buying a house, be assured, when you go buy a house, bring your price down. Bring it down to where it should be. 156, 160, 165, 170, 180, 185, somewhere in there. Stick to that offer and ask them if there are any back payments that they put on the back end of that loan from the COVID situation. And if there are, this could be about a year, maybe 2 years of that shit on the back end of their loans. That's not your responsibility to carry that onto your loan. That's their responsibility. That's the owner's responsibility or the selling agent's responsibility to take care of that money that's on the back of that loan. So don't buy a house that has something attached to the back of it. Okay? Don't do it. And cool as Doug Ducey, that poor motherfucker has lost his mind. He's not saying anything about the COVID-19 Delta variant. He's going to fight the schools that want to go ahead and do the mask mandate because it's illegal. Well, yeah, dude, go ahead and do it. Go after these school districts and go after the state, the cities that want to do it, like Tucson, and see what happens to you. Doug Ducey, wheelchair man in Texas, DeSantis known. All the Republican governors need to be charged with negligent homicide. They were negligent in taking care of the people of our states by not mandating mask mandates or testing or anything else or getting the vaccination. They need to be charged with negligent homicide. If you or I were driving a car and say we were negligent in driving that car, we would be charged with negligent homicide. Okay, or if I have a gun and I'm pointing it and it goes off and goes through a wall and hits someone, that's negligence. It hits someone, it kills them. I'm going to get charged with negligent homicide. You're going to get charged with negligent homicide. These motherfuckers need to be charged with negligent homicide, plain and simple. Trump needs to be charged with negligent homicide, the 600,000 deaths plus that he allowed to die. You know, then you're looking at Mo Brooks, that poor motherfucker, he wants immunity. Back up. You know why he wants immunity? It's because the FBI told him he's under investigation. He's under investigation. Mo Brooks is under investigation for the insurrection. Trump is under investigation for the insurrection. Rudy Giuliani is. Trump's son is in there. All those ones that were up there talking shit are under investigation for the insurrection. Don't be surprised if charges are brought against them. They need to bring it against them. Oh shit, we just had a power shortage. Something popped out. Lights went out, dimmed, and came back on. What the fuck's going on here? So, that's about it for today. Get your shots. Don't be afraid. I mean, you know, they're not going to track you. Your cell phones track you. Your car tracks you. Your kids get vaccinated. Your dog gets vaccinated. You got vaccinated when you went to school. Bottom line, get the shot. And another thing, I'm going to stay away from people that don't have the shots. Bottom line. I have my shots. My daughter's got her shots. Her mom's got her shots. All my friends have their shots. I'm going to stay away from people that don't have the shots. Because, you know what? I'm not going to catch some kind of shit and get this rebound effect and wind up in the hospital sick. So fuck you. Get the shots. When I see you on the street, you don't have a mask on, and you're saying, oh, I'm not sick, I'm gonna go off on your ass. So take it as it goes, okay? Have a good day. Joe Roach with the Brutal Truth for today. Bye. Hello, everyone. This is Joe Roach with the Brutal Truth audio of the Brutal Truth for today, the 24th of August. Well, YouTube took a video of mine down because I told people don't be taking the horse medicine thinking it will work for COVID. That was ridiculous. I've never had anything taken down from YouTube. Never have. They're getting to be kind of, how can I put it to you? Picky now, you know? I mean, the same video is on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, but still, it, you know, that's it. I mean, it's unbelievable what they did. I mean, I look at the video and it's just about the, like I said, I told people don't take the horse medicine because it can harm them. That's basically it. It's common knowledge. So YouTube is just getting to the point of their reckless bullshit that they're doing, you know? It's unbelievable what they're doing. This is just a short little podcast. Like I said, it's unbelievable what they're doing. I mean, so everyone have a good day. Take care. Bye.